The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is holding its 18th annual summit in China. That event was opened by Chinese President Xi Jinping in the city of Qingdao. He delivered a statement praising the Shanghai Cooperation Organization for efforts to promote security and boost economy. The Chinese president said that the SCO now stands as a new model for international cooperation. She also called for inclusive development and sustainable security, saying they can be achieved by enhancing mutual trust and the foundations for shared peace and security. The SCO is a Eurasian political, economic, and security organization established in 2001. It has 8 permanent members and 4 observers, including Iran. Now let's learn more about that summit being held in Beijing. Let's bring our correspondent Stephen Ribay in Beijing and see what else we can tell our viewers about it. Stephen, let us know about the summit and also the agenda.
Well, it's the first summit to include India and Pakistan as permanent members. That's widened the size of the organization quite considerably. We must remember that it is first and foremost a security bloc. It was started to resolve border disputes and then to cooperate against things like terrorism and splittism. So after it's finished, there's going to be a military drill in August, I think, in the Chebalkulsky training ground in the Ural Mountains. So there's that to look out for. In Qingdao, the talk is mainly of economic cooperation. Xi Jinping gave a welcoming speech. He praised the achievements of the organization, and he said member states should build a mutual trust and work together to build a future of shared prosperity. The biggest economic element in the organization, of course, is China's One Belt and Road Initiative, which is huge infrastructure investments across the Asian landmass.
Mm-hmm. And Sivan, how long will this go on? And also tell us if you know when the Iranian president will be delivering his speech.
I'm not Qingdao, so I'm not familiar with the exact agenda for Hassan Rouhani to deliver his speech. But the Chinese foreign minister spoke favorably of Iran's involvement. They said they were looking forward to working with Iran, especially on the One Belt and Road Initiative I was talking about. The Iranian nuclear issue is expected to be at the center of discussions because, of course, that affects regional security. It's a big element in regional security, so it will be at the front of the minds of all the participants. What we have to do is look out for the closing communique. This will be a statement of shared purpose, a statement of what's been agreed on, and it's expected that the Shanghai Cooperation Organization will have something to say about the Iranian nuclear deal. Of course, China and Russia are both signatories to that deal, and they both said that they very much want to keep it. They want to keep it in place. So if there were some solidarity, remember that the Shanghai Cooperation Organization now comprises about 40% of the world's population. So if there were some common purpose, the US's goal of destroying the deal would be very much harder to achieve.
All right, thank you for that. That was Stephen Ribay, our correspondent, joining me from Beijing.